Aotearoa is hosting a literary festival specifically for Māori writers that the organisers hope will in turn encourage more Māori readers to attend. Kupu Ngā Ringa Tuitui will celebrate past and present Māori writers with a view to also encouraging new generations to tell their stories. On the Kupu board is Robin Barge, who's a long-time champion of Māori literature, including her involvement with the Huia Publishing House. Among the list of invited writers are Patricia Grace, this year's Ockham Book Award winner Whiti Hiriaka, Becky Manawatū, and Shiloh Kino, whose book The Purangi Boy won the Young Adult Book of the Year at last year's Children and Young Adult New Zealand Book Awards. In fact, Shiloh is credited with getting the Kupu Festival off the ground.
Oh, wow. I don't think I can take all the credit, but I wrote an article last year, it was probably about a year ago, around my frustrations of attending writers' festivals and finding that they're very, very Pākehā. What I mean by Pākehā, they're just not spaces that feel very Māori-friendly. And just an example of that is, you know, like growing up for me, I never went to writers' festivals. I never felt like they were a friendly, safe space for me, being Māori. But as an author, at the last writers' festival in Auckland, and I was presenting about my book, The Porangi Boy, and just looking out in the audience and not really seeing many Māori faces looking back at me. You know, it was quite a rangiroa, confusing moment for me, because when I wrote The Porangi Boy, I wrote it for Māori. You know, I love for everyone to read it, but specifically for Māori to read it. But if Māori aren't coming to these festivals and learning about my book and being there, then it kind of made me think, what is the purpose of my writing? And so I wrote this article in frustration and hoping that it will spark something. And now we have a Māori Writers Festival, which is amazing.
I mean, clearly the programmers are wanting or inviting and wanting Māori writers to come and talk about their stories. But why do you feel that it's not a welcoming place for Māori to come and be an audience and to ask questions?
I think there's a lot of layers to it, but I do think that writers' festivals are programmed to fit a certain type of audience, and that being Pākehā. And I think there is that assumption that Pākehā are the ones that are reading or that are buying the books. But Māori are storytellers. We always have been. I think it's just changing it from the top of organising these festivals and including Māori in it. There's so many amazing Māori authors and storytellers out here at the moment. And with this festival, the Kupu Festival, that's proof that we're able to fill up a whole week of all these amazing Māori storytellers. But I think it's changing that that whakaaro, that, I don't know what to call it, assumption that Māori aren't reading or they're not going to come to these types of things, which is simply not true.
Robin, having devoted so much of your life to working with Māori writers and promoting Māori writing, had you noticed this also when you've been to festivals over the years, this kind of disconnect between Māori readers and the formal festivals?
Yes, that's definitely right. It's partly the content of the festivals. The content is not, you know, necessarily geared to Māori audiences, and so the experience that Shiloh has described is quite common. So there might be one or two Māori writers, but they are not the focus of the festival. And I think the difference with the Kupu Festival is that Māori writers and audience are the focus. Of course, everyone is welcome to attend the festival, but the differences in content are quite significant as well. For example, all the writers presenting are Māori, and they're presenting across different genre. We've got some in Māori language. We've got celebrations of writers from the past. In Rotorua particularly, there are some writers from the 19th and early 20th century, you know, who are writing and who are scholars in their own right. And so we're celebrating those people and having discussions and analysis of their writings, but then also having presentations from contemporary present-day Māori writers like Shiloh and Whiti Hiriaka, who just won the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards for fiction, as well as, you know, Patricia Grace, you know, our dearly loved and most well-known Māori writer. So, you know, there's quite a good combination of different Māori writers writing in different genre. We've had a big, good response to the festival, and I'm sure, you know, lots of people will be interested in it.
When the call went out to Māori writers to take part, to sign up, what was their response to having such a dedicated, focused, Māori-led literary festival?
Mostly really positive responses. In fact, we're a bit in a bit of a quandary at the moment because we've got more writers wanting to participate than we can fit into the program. Because it is only for 1 week, and we've deliberately chosen to do it in a week when schools are in, so because there is a big schools program as well. And so the morning sessions, Monday to Friday, are going into Māori medium schools, and in the afternoons are going into secondary schools. And so we have writers going into schools talking about writing, because part of the festival is also to inspire young Māori to see themselves, to see that Māori are writers and they could do that, they could be writers too. So, you know, it's partly celebrating the past and inspiring the future, and as well as presenting our today's, you know, our next generation of Māori writers. We're hoping the festival will all be live streamed. At this stage, we're still just working through the logistics of that. But certainly much of it, if not most of it, will be live streamed. And so people overseas will be able to watch, and in other parts of the country who aren't able to come to Rotorua, because the festival, of course, is in Rotorua.
And Shiloh, how is this for you personally?
Oh, well, when I found out about it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is like a dream come true for me. I just think of myself, you know, little Shiloh, and how incredible this would have been for me to be in a space like this where there's so much to choose from. It just feels like a big buffet where I can go from workshop to workshop. Like, even now, you know, like, I'm 32 and I'm so excited to be able to hear from Dr. Rangi Matamua and then go to workshop by Patricia Grace, and then go and see Kiane, who just wrote Nuku, Henimo Aura. Like, there are so many amazing Māori storytellers that are going to be here, and there is so much power in that. You know, when I was younger, there were two Māori authors, Patricia Grace and Wati Ahimaira, who I love so much. But not every Māori person is going to connect with every Māori writer, just like not every Pākehā connects with every Pākehā writer. And so now I feel like a young Māori or rangatahi Māori have a choice. You know, there's all these different Māori writers with different perspectives and different ways of writing, and it's like, cool, do I want to go and hear from Bex who wrote Owe, or do I want to hear about Fiti's book? You know, there's so many, there's this choice, and that is such a privilege that I never got. So that's why I feel like this festival is groundbreaking and just incredible for Māori.
And Shiloh, I was just thinking too, as a writer, I imagine question time is going to be really special for these sessions because of the connection of predominantly a Māori audience and entirely Māori writers.
Yeah, and that's just another layer of it that you've just made me think about, that sparked a thought too, that is also another privilege that maybe Māori haven't had before, that now we can stand up and have a certain, I guess, a connection where we can ask questions that are that were just maybe a bit more relatable. I guess there's more of a mutual understanding. Yeah, that's definitely true, and I think that's an amazing thing.
Beautiful timing, Shiloh, too, because, of course, this is the year we have our first Matariki public holiday, and Kupu will be just before then, in early to mid-June. So the timing feels quite magical, but clearly your belief is this will be the first of many.
Oh, definitely. It will definitely be the first of many. And, oh, I believe that that definitely happened in the magical, like you said, in a very magical way, definitely meant to be, that it's the weekend before Matariki. I think it also shows how much the world is changing. You know, like, Indigenous storytelling is becoming the forefront of world Indigenous practices. having Matariki as a celebrated as public holiday for the first time this year is incredible as well. So I just feel like this is all just a tohu or a sign that, you know, times are changing now, and it's just amazing to be a part of it.
Robin, you've moved to Rotorua and it's becoming quite a home for literary festivals. I've always loved the Rotorua Noir, the crime festival that's happened. I think COVID's interrupted a few times in the last few years, but it's a beautiful idea, this idea of these kind of niche specific festivals. What do you think makes Rotorua such a good home for this?
I think there is a lot going on. For a start, Māori are a big proportion of the population, so there are a lot of us, and there are lots of different forms of art going on. There's an active arts centre. This festival is also one of our supporters is McLeod's Bookshop, which is very, very well known in Rotorua and around the country as being a really good Māori language bookshop. The library is supporting us as well, and they have also been really supportive of Māori writing and research over the years. There's also a very large Māori language community in Rotorua. We have a lot of kura kaupapa, and as well there are Māori language classes. We have 50-odd marae. It is a cultural centre for such a small city.
Shiloh Kino and Robin Barge. Kupu will start on the 12th of June in Rotorua. It's a terrific programme too.